When schools struggle academically, is the state obligated to intervene? And if so, to what degree? Georgia's House Education Committee wrestled with those questions yesterday during a hearing for a bill that targets low-performing schools. Martha Dalton was there.
The bill is considered a replacement for the governor's school takeover plan. Voters rejected that in November. Representative Kevin Tanner is the bill's sponsor. He said instead of taking over schools, the legislation creates a position called a chief turnaround officer who would help schools develop improvement plans.
In this legislation, this chief turnaround officer would be hired by the State Board of Education, and they would work for the State Board of Education.
That part of the bill wasn't so popular with some critics, who said the position should report to the state superintendent instead. Other concerns? The bill doesn't identify a funding source, and it doesn't say how low-performing schools would be identified. However, most seem to agree on one part of the bill. It requires the state to address root causes of low performance, like poverty and a lack of resources. The committee is expected to vote on the plan next week. Martha Dalton, WABE News.